Hey everybody, Coach John here with your daily thought on a Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. This is reflecting back a couple days ago on St. Patrick's Day, the day that everybody's Irish, and it's okay to be calling yourself Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Our fantastic neighbors have, I don't know how long now, a few years, 3 or 4 years, where they had this St. Patrick's Day party. Now, I think they've probably been having it before, but it's probably been lower key. But now they've invited neighbors over. And so it really started, it probably started 4 years ago during the pandemic, when the pandemic started. And we were outside, of course, 4 years ago, even though it was really cold. And last year was better while we were inside, but the last couple of years it's been in an out party, you know, a tent set up in the driveway and kids playing. And 2 days ago, it was kind of cold. They had some heaters in the garage. Dave and Megan are the names of our neighbors. Just fantastic, fantastic people. And great conversation with Dave on the reason he does this and the face-to-face connectivity of friends, neighbors, family, and how important that is, and the laughter and the conversations that can be had. That typically, I look back when I was a kid, we did, you know, block parties, and Halloween was a big event where my dad would walk, me and my friends, my sister and her friends around, and he would dress up something goofy, a clown or something, and grab a few beverages from neighbors and stuff, but they would talk. And my dad would say, "Hey, I'll catch up to you here, in a little bit." We'd go a couple houses because we ran everywhere on Halloween, right, to get as much candy as we could. And my dad would be talking to people, and there'd be people outside. And, even thinking back, our whole neighborhood would, at Christmas time, put these luminary lights out along the edges of our yards and in the street. And they were bags with a little bit of sand in the bottom, and we'd put a candle. And so my dad and I would go out. Of course, it was winter. We'd come home from church on Christmas Eve, I think, and we'd go out and we'd light the candles. We had a corner lot. And so there's a lot of bags, a lot of candles. But to see everybody doing it, mostly everybody, I'd say 95% of the people in our neighborhood, and you could always tell people that didn't believe in it or didn't want to, whatever, that's fine. They didn't have the luminaries out in front of their house. But it was a common, community of coming together. And then we talk about it at some point in time about how great everything looked. But, so many, graduation parties or cookouts. And we've gone away from that, looking around the neighborhood now, I think I've mentioned this before, there's a number of homes in here that I know the people. But it's not as many as what my parents knew back in the day in our neighborhood, right? Good, bad, or indifferent. I know as the warmer weather comes here, we're going to be seeing more people out again, right? Winter time, obviously we're not outside. But this little get-together, the St. Patrick's Day get-together, was really nice. And Dave and I, like I said, we were talking about the importance of talking face to face and seeing people. And he brought up the fact that his company that he works for wants to go back and connect with people more, right? It's been some things out of the pandemic where a lot of people are still working from home and they have found, hey, the job can get done. But I think what a lot of people are finding of, yeah, it can get done, but what's the cost still of people not being able to see each other face to face, shaking hands, hugging, laughing, instead of, oh, we got a 15-minute Zoom meeting or half-hour Zoom meeting, right? Oh, yeah, you can watch the recording later and get all the information, right? That's what email is about. And you can still do videos and you can still do conference calls, but this company is about getting back to where they're going to schedule meetings where everybody comes in together, right, in different places around the country. And just watching and listening to people and seeing laughter and pictures being taken of neighbors being together, it really proves the point. It really proves the point that people are better face to face than they are not. right? People are better being able to see each other, hug each other, talk each other, laugh each other, and just have conversations with beverages, alcoholic or not, right? Food, food's a big thing. We had a big, potluck thing, and everybody brought something to pass, and it was just very enjoyable. And I think the world needs more of that. I know I do. My wife and I, we need more of this neighbor interaction. We're going out with friends, and right now it's tough because I'm laid up. We're very limited of going out as far as car time and finding a place that I can stand for a little bit, at a stand-up table, and I'm not going to be in the way of people. And so the layout of a place that we go to has to be okay. And there's a lot more restrictions, it seems, now while I'm on the mend. And we were just talking about again last night on how we're looking forward to me getting better so that we can be face to face with people again and see more people. My good buddy, Dr. Jeff Lipp, we had a great conversation yesterday about getting together. And again, the parameters have to be right for us to go out close by to have a meal. And so we're going to do that. We're going to push through and do that because it is important to us. But yeah, just a great celebration. The fact that, and he's right, excuse me, face to face means so much more. We've gotten away from it a little bit. I think we're better together. I think people are better when we are connected, and face to face, in person, live is the best connection possible ever, right? We can substitute it, for technology and stuff, but it does not replace what face to face brings. And so just want to throw that out there, right? Faces to faces is what I'm probably going to be calling this. And it is so valuable. It is so nice. It is so powerful and enjoying, healthy, energizing. You can keep adding words to what it means. And hopefully you see that. And hopefully you can go out and do something different with friends of yours and family and neighbors, just to spend a little bit of time, even in the winter, getting down to the mailbox and seeing a neighbor, talking for 30 seconds, talking for a minute, even though it's cold out, right? Making that time for others, I think, is the key. Okay. All right, you guys. Hey, keep trying to live your best life. That's what I'm trying to do. And I fail awesomely many times a day. And, I just keep trying to smile and laugh. And my wife reminds me, and I remind her, give ourselves some grace and get back up and keep trying and keep living your best life and trying to do your best. Okay. All right, guys. Love you. Proud of you. Thank you so much for spending your time with me here. And whenever you listen to this, it could be right now, today, March 19th, 2024, or it could be 5 years from now. I don't know when you're going to listen to this, but I do appreciate your time and sharing this message with people that you think, hey, he said that. He said, what did he say there? What was that book title that he mentioned? Or what was that song? Or what was the video? It might be the author, right? Or it could have been a quote or something that I shared with somebody. That might be something that you want to share with somebody that might need that. And again, the butterfly effect, right? We help each other out and things change the world. And we may not see a friend of ours talk to somebody else and lift them up because of something you told them, right? That's what it's all about. That's what life is. Okay. All right, you guys. Hey, keep taking care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.